Let's turn now to one of those who's already in the U.S. and wants to stay here. She's an undocumented high school student who has temporary legal status under DACA. That's the Obama-era program that's at the center of the immigration battle in Washington right now. We're hearing this week from a number of DACA recipients in our DACA Diary series. The World's Monica Campbell has today's story.
My name is Indira Nicole Marquez Robles. I am 18 years old. And I live in Northwest Houston, Texas.
Her home since she was a baby.
I was 6 months old when I was brought to the United States.
From Mexico. One by one, Indira's relatives, her dad, grandmother, aunts, and uncles, had migrated north for work. Then it was time for Indira and her mom to go. The plan was to meet a woman at a bus stop near the Texas border.
My grandmother had a few contacts, and she found this woman that had like the passport for a little baby girl, and so she was going to cross me over as that baby girl.
Indira on the bus in a stranger's arms while her mom swam across the river.
I believe my mom did that because she wanted to take the best chances. She just felt that she had to take that risk because it would pay off in the end. She put a lot of hope into being able to meet me once we're both made it into the United States.
Today, Indira is a high school senior with typical teenage worries, nervous about going away for college, being far from her mom, brothers and sisters, their two parakeets. Then came President Trump's decision to end DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. He called it illegal. An overreach that rewards lawbreakers. Indira got DACA status in 2016 when she turned 15.
When someone asks me what DACA means to me, what it's done for me, I say that I've been recognized as someone that exists in the United States, and it gives me somewhere to flourish.
It opened the door to scholarships, financial aid, a work permit. Its end meant Indira's DACA status would expire in March.
It's also disheartening because, you know, it throws us back into like a land of the unknown.
Last week, a court blocked Trump's move to end DACA. The judge said the decision to end it was arbitrary. Indira now hopes her DACA status will last longer, but nothing seems certain. The Trump administration is fighting back, asking the Supreme Court to intervene. Even if Indira does get some relief, she also knows plenty of undocumented people being left behind, like her mom, with little chance of getting papers anytime soon.
It's like putting a Band-Aid on a much bigger wound.
It motivates Indira to get more active, organize with other students. She tells herself there'll be a payoff.
Don't lose hope. You've done so much. You've flown to D.C. You've flown to California. You've gone to so many protests. So something good will come of this.
One good thing for her would be to complete college without getting deported, go to law school, become an immigration lawyer, her dream.
Especially because people were like, you can't be an immigration lawyer. You have DACA. They don't even give you the chance to pass your bar exam. And then I read about the people that did it anyways, and I wanted to be like them.
She says when she wants to feel less discouraged, she talks to her mom about the risks she took. She says she's in awe hearing how her mom handed her, as a baby, to that woman she barely knew on the bus, trusting her to take her across the border.
She'll talk about like how it felt, how hot it was, what the wind was like. And I love hearing these stories because they're actual experiences of her. So she and I sort of use it as like a coping method with like whether it be the political climate or whether like there's a strain like at home or something. It helps me a lot, and it's honestly inspiring to hear like what my mom's done.
Indira says talks like this help when she sees and hears people who want her gone, out of America.
While we were marching in our bright orange shirts throughout downtown, people had said, you don't deserve to be here. You should go back. You don't deserve having the American lifestyle. It's not the negativity that brings me down. I obviously don't like it. Just lets me know that society is still very tender and doesn't know where to stand on immigration, and we have to learn together where we have to be in the future.
Indira Nicole Marquez Robles there, speaking with the world's Monica Campbell. It's part of DACA Diaries, our series on undocumented students and how they're navigating their future in the U.S. We'd love to hear your thoughts. What reforms do you think should be made to the DACA program, and how? Go to PRI's Facebook page and tell us what you think.